Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast.
I'm calling today's podcast, Remember to Compliment and Not Just Complain.
Okay.
Sound like Murphy.
Yeah, that sounds.
I know, doesn't
like
it?
One of those rules or books.
Those books he read. Compliments over complaints. Just because nowadays in the world, all the stuff, when you see it online.
Complaints.
You know, the socials, it's usually complain about this and complain about that and type away and complain. We don't a lot of times see compliments online. And so I want to compliment a couple of folks. When this trip that I took recently to go see Will get his master's.
Yeah.
The hotel I was staying at was going to cut. It was going to cut the timing close as far as being able to go to his ceremony and checking in and freshening up and all that. So I called them. Said, "Hey, can I check in early?"
Nice.
Well, you know, it is. We are kind of booked up right now. I mean, maybe check in later today, or I tell you what, leave us your phone number and we'll call you back if we're able to get your room. You know, and my sunshiny demeanor, thought, I ain't going to hear from anybody again.
They're going to laugh and tear that note up.
Sure enough.
What do you think?
3 hours later, I get a phone call.
Nice.
"Hi, this is Joycelyn with the hotel. I want to let you know we were able to get you the room and you can check in early."
That's nice.
Well, that's sweet. Nice. And
that's
I got
great.
There and I checked in and she was the one who waited on me. I said, "Joycelyn, thanks for calling. You're the one who called me." And she's like, "Yeah, that's great. Wonderful."
Right. That's
and
so good.
It was the same thing with the rental car place. You know, when I got my rental car, it was like, "Hey, I know you rented this car, but we've got a whole bunch of cars out there. Same price. Why don't you just go out and pick what you want?"
What?
We're in a certain section.
I like that.
So I got me a Tacoma 4x4 pickup truck.
Good. You know, that's unusual today because most of the rental places right now do not have the stock.
Yeah.
Especially on a weekend. If you haven't booked in advance, you're going to get what you ordered and that's it. If you're lucky, you know, there's an extra.
Well, I do follow the Murphy rule and book things in advance.
Good.
But I was surprised when it was like, "Yeah, sure, we got a whole bunch. Pick what you want."
Yeah, that's
really cool.
And I was like, I walked out there and the guy says, "Oh, so you're going to pick what you want?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "The keys are in everyone. Just get in one and drive."
Yeah.
Man.
I said, "Really?"
Yeah, Jody and I, last time we rented a vehicle like that, it was an off-road pickup.
So bumpy.
It was loud, but it was fun, wasn't it?
So yes. I just think people need to take a little extra time instead of just, when those good things happen to you,
make note of it.
If you're going to stop and complain, then stop and compliment.
It's true.
You know, whether you let that person just themselves know, "Hey, thank you. This really helps me out," or like after the fact, you get those, you know,
surveys,
things from the airlines and the hotel. "How was our service on your trip?"
Yeah.
And I say, "Well, as a matter of fact, Joycelyn hooked me up and she was awesome."
Good, because people are more likely to take the time to complain and get their gripe out. It's about getting that out of their system than they are to do the opposite and thank. I will say, I believe this. I believe that most of the complaininess in the world is online. Because it's easy to sit at a keyboard and be that.
Mm-hmm.
I think you go out into the world and you walk in, you know, into public places and you meet and mingle with people. It's not so complainy, you know, so that if most of your social experience is online or if it's social media, you're going to see some of those negative effects,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And it's a picture that can be painted for you of what the world is, and it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
It's not realistic that's not how everybody's behaving out in the world.
Yeah. The survey thing, I really do take the time to follow up on. If I can do it, as long as it's not like, you know, 10 menus in the phone or something along those lines. And I'm sure there are plenty of comment cards that wind up as bookmarks more than anything else. But what you're describing is the way that I was raised. It's in my creed. I don't know any other way to be other than that, because that's the way we were conditioned as kids. My brother and sister are the same way. We modeled the way that our parents handled everything, and they were not. Of course, my mom, if it was bad, it could be bad, but rarely, you know, rarely did that happen. Most times it was going to be
something sweet.
Somebody who is working in customer service is dealing with a lot more than you realize.
Mm-hmm.
So take the time to just be, to be
nice.
You know, nice. Yeah, exactly. And you know what? It takes a lot less energy to do that than it does to be mad. You actually do far less harm to yourself by being positive than you do just carrying around a bunch of anger and assuming the worst all the time.
I think as I've gotten older, I've gotten more, I know you're going to laugh, Jody, but I think I've gotten more understanding of
this person
has something going on, whether they do or they don't. I'll just have my business and I'll go on my way.
Right. Sometimes it's not just that. Sometimes they're new. And you don't know that.
Yeah.
Sometimes maybe Jocelyn was new and needed that. Maybe she'll get a raise because of what you did.
And that's another thing too.
Or Joycelyn or whatever her name is.
Jocelyn. Joycelyn.
There's a couple of ways to say it.
Yeah. Try to get a name.
Yes.
When you do the compliment, I mean, I'm sure you're going to go find a name when you complain, but find a name. Make sure you get the name when you compliment. Because like I remember one time, Jody, you and I were flying somewhere and the flight was delayed, canceled. And the guy who was running the desk at that gate, you know, the center of everyone's wrath.
Right.
He was like, hey, folks, y'all all gather around here. Let me tell you what's going on.
Right.
And it's like, I've never seen that. They usually get on there. He's like, hey, everybody come over here so y'all can all hear this. And he explained exactly. Here's what's happened. Why it's delayed. Here's what's. I brought y'all out some snacks y'all can have. And it was just like, great.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing that.
Right. And we got his name, didn't we?
And we got his name, and I actually went on that airline website, and I said, hey, this happened today, and this guy was great.
Right.
That's good.
But the snacks were stale.
They were not.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.